Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're going to talk some All-Star Mile because a man who has won too many major races for me to even go through. If I went through them all, we'd have no time to actually chat. He's in the Australian Racing Hall of Fame. His name is Glenn Boss, and he's been good enough to join me in the studio. Bossy, good morning.
Yeah, it's great to be here. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. The All-Star Mile is a race that is, you know, we've had a handful of additions now. It keeps going from strength to strength. And I'll tell you what, I was having a look through the nominated horses this morning. This is going to be a serious race.
Well, it is a serious race. I mean, these new races, these new concepts are just fantastic for racing. It just gives our racing a new injection. It gets to a wider audience. And I just think that they're so innovative, and I love the idea.
And we've seen there are a lot of slot races in all three codes, but the All-Star Mile is unique again, isn't it? The voting from the public, and you can go to allstarmile.com.au and cast your vote. And if you cast a vote, you get an opportunity to potentially race alongside the horse and win a heap of money. So there are so many different avenues where this race can capture the attention of racing and sporting fans.
Absolutely. And obviously there's that charity arm as well. Yep. You know, there's money that goes to charity, and I mean, yeah, you potentially have got a, you know, if you put in the, and you get the vote, you're potentially part of that horse, and a quarter of a million could jump into the kick.
A quarter of a million.
You know, it's great. And not only the prize money just for the race itself, but the quality of horses that will race in this race this year. And the addition of being at the Valley for the second time. In my humble opinion, I thought the most exciting addition of the race was at the Valley last time. Mwanga with, it was just such, you didn't know who was going to win at the 300 metre mark. And then at the 200 metre mark, Huey Bowman dived through there and won a great race. Yeah, it just lends itself to a great atmosphere, Valley, so I'm glad it's back there.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic, of course. We'll have a full house too. Hopefully the weather's kind to us. We never be too sure at this time of the year, but the Valley's like no other. You know that better than I do, but to have, you know, this could probably be and will probably be looking at the horses. You know, you look at your Om Thunderstrucks and all these superstars. You might get a Jackano. You've got I Wish I Win, all these types of horses. You just start going through the names. If we can get 10 or 12 of those horses together, this will be just such a great race.
It's mouthwatering to think about it. You know, when you look at a horse like I Wish I Win, and I mean, you've got the old stages there, like, I mean, I wouldn't call him old, but Om Thunderstruck. He's there. He's got great form in the Valley. Zaki. You know, you put those horses together and all of a sudden you've got this new kid on the block called I Wish I Win. He potentially could be anything, this horse. He probably will be a Cox Plate horse in the spring. You throw that in the Fangirl, all these. If we get 10 of those, it's mouthwatering. And it'll get a big crowd because it has a lot of interest. The public get involved. I get excited just talking about stuff, you know.
Yeah. If you were Jamie Carr's going to have a big decision to make, she's partnered Zaki for many of his, most of his big wins. But she's now riding on Thunderstruck this weekend in the All Stakes Group 1 Racing Returns. We'll speak about that. So talk us through the decision-making process there. You've got two of the horses who might start first and second favourite. How do you go about making that decision along the way? Because you've got, you know, relationships and those different things you don't want to break as well. So talk us through that.
Oh, personally, I'd go on Thunderstruck. Arguably, if he drawn a better barrier last year in the spring in the Cox Plate, he wins the Cox Plate. Mm-hmm. He's got amazing stats over the distance. He's got great stats at the track. It appears, though, there might be a little bit more left in the tank with this horse. You know, you've seen the improvement he made. Like last spring, I actually had him not winning a Cox Plate because I didn't think he was strong at 2,000. Mm. He put all that to bed very quickly. He was just super consistent throughout the whole spring, and it just... Talking to Mark Zara, it felt like there was a little bit more left in this horse as far as maturing goes. So I would be picking him over any other horse at the moment. But the horse I'd love to be riding, I Wish I Win. He's got that.
You're keen on him, aren't you?
Well, he's got a turn of speed, which I haven't seen for a long, long time.
Yep.
Only very few horses possess that turn of speed. And you've seen that up in Sydney. If he happens to come up this prep, and you know, all the balls are in the air.
Of course.
You don't know.
It's still early.
Yeah, it's still early, but that's the intriguing part of it. You're getting in early. Do you get in early? Do you get in late? But we're going to see our Thunderstruck very soon, so you'll be able to get a really good feel
We've got
where he's at.
A horse like Alligator Blood, mm-hmm. who the stable have said he needs another trial. He wasn't necessarily as forward as they want, so he'll go into the All-Star Mile second up. I was just having a look at some of the numbers. He's the horse that's received the most votes ever mm-hmm. for a single horse. So he's an interesting one. We thought maybe he's just a step behind Zaki and Animo and those types of horses, but clearly his spring was as good as anyone. So if he turns up in tip-top shape, he can win for sure.
Well, they couldn't beat him. They couldn't beat him a few times, and he was there to be beaten in those races. So, and this is what captures people's attention. Those type of horses, they're tough. They get out in front, and they're there to be beaten, but they refuse to lie down. And Gay Woodhouse and Boddy have turned this horse's career around in a very short time. So I'm sure he's going to turn up again. I mean, we've spoke about five already, and we've probably forgotten another good five.
I've got
horses.
A couple of former Europeans who I want to throw at you. One, El Bodegon, who wobbled around the last bend at the Valley and was really good in the Cox Plate. So, you know, with a little bit more ring craft at the Valley, he'll be dangerous. The Chris Waller polish and my Oberon, who couldn't have been more impressive at the Valley as well. So there's a couple more to throw into the mix.
Yeah, proper Group 1 horses.
Yeah.
El Bodegon, is he sharp enough at the mile? You know, that's for Chris Waller to work out. I'm pretty confident Chris will have this horse fully wound up in the spring. He's going to spend the whole autumn probably learning about
getting
this horse.
Him.
Yeah, getting to know him. I watched him work between races on the weekend at Randwick, and he looked mighty good to me. His first trial, which you'd expect him over half a mile, not you just follow him around. But he couldn't have been any more impressive in the Cox Plate of last year. So if you're asking me right now, I would probably say that the other horse is going to be a bit too sharp for him, but yet it's another one that is an unknown.
You got horses like Chain of Lightning, who's probably going to follow in that walk in the shadow of I Wish I Win, but she's a very, very good mare who came from nowhere and exploded onto the scene. Elliptical might go there, one of the more unlucky horses going around. He's a nose away from being worth $20, $30 million. So
Pinstripe,
he's going to be converging form lines as well. Horses from jumping out of three-year-old grade, horses we've seen for a long time like Zaki, a couple of internationals. So we will have the best of everything.
Well, there's 21-8 Group 1 winners probably going to run in the race. And, you know, the entries are just incredible. So
got Aegon, the Kiwi, who's Aegon, done some good things over here as well.
Probably if you get a wet track on the day.
Which
we've seen. It brings a horse like him right into it. He's a superior wet tracker.
If I had to pin you to a couple, two or three, who would you be with? I think I Wish I Win's one that you're keen on.
He's exciting. You take away that one little blimp at Caulfield where he just quite, but then he come out the next day. There was something there that wasn't right that day when he got beaten. Then he's come out and smashed Fangirl. Well, not smashed it, but beat Fangirl. It was a proper horse. He's my horse because that turn of speed is you can't be denied. He's just and obviously, you know, you just look at the old stages. Zaki, they refuse to get beaten, and I'm Thunderstruck. Well, he's just my top two. I'm Thunderstruck, and I Wish I Win.
We see the All Stakes kicks off the Group 1 racing for the autumn here in Melbourne this weekend. And there's going to be a lot of horses in this race who want to get to an All-Star Mile. It's going to be a good race. Some of the nominations on Thunderstruck. Tuvalu's there. Mr. Brightside, who will be hoping to get to an All-Star Mile. Call Sign Mav is a Group 1 winner here. Aegon, this is going to be a good race as well. And those people, you might be very tactical about your voting. You might want to vote for the right horse. Have a look at the Or, because there's going to be a heap of horses go out of the Or wanting to get to an All-Star Mile.
Oh, absolutely. That's half the field there, possibly, you know, and you just get a really good vibe of where they're at. First up, the race is going to come up. It's early March, so it's going to be on top of us very quickly. There's a lot of people that are going to be really hoping and wishing that their horses put their hand up, because it's, you know, like I said, massive prize money. You want people to vote for them so that, you know, you want to show your hand early, right? You don't want to be going, oh, well, he needs another run or whatever. You want to show your hand early to get the votes. And otherwise, you're not in the race.
That's right. And you're helping launch the All-Star Mile, the event today at
Federation Square.
Yep. Who else is going to head down there? Jamie Carr was on the list. I think Joel Selwood.
Joel Selwood will be there.
What does he know about the All-Star?
Well, we're going to find out, but I'm sure he's a sporting
man. He knows a fair bit about it.
He loves it. He's a great man. So, we've got a few things down there at Fed Square. It's going to be a great launch. And, I mean, these are things that we need to do for our sport.
Of course.
It doesn't matter if you're cricket, tennis, whatever it is. You need to be promoting your sport strongly and getting out to the masses, and this is what we're going to be doing today at Fed Square.
So you've got 19 days, 10 hours and 45 minutes if you want to before the voting goes dark and the leaderboard is cut off. So jump onto allstarmile.com.au to cast your vote. And as you said, Bossy, someone will be winning $250,000. Each horse will have a nominated person who has cast a vote for that horse, and the winner of the race will get $250,000. And we've seen some unbelievable scenes over the 5 years where people have had their lives changed thanks to this race.
And don't forget that $50,000 was last year race for the Good Friday Appeal.
Yes.
And we'll probably double that this year, you know, because this race is gathering momentum. People are really starting to get involved. So there's a great element. And God, just sitting there, imagine, think, for a vote that you can sit there and win $250,000. Oh. It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Well, it's got me trying to work through who I'm going to vote for, because I had a few horses down on my list. I had El Bodegon. I went a little left field. I had El Bodegon. I'm going to vote for the horses who maybe not as many people are going to vote for. Yep. I don't want to be voting for Zaki. It'd be up again. I've got a 1 in 20,000 chance of getting Zaki. So El Bodegon, Elliptical, who friends of mine have got a share in the horse, and they are still picking themselves up off the ground with his couple of his runs in Group 1s. Chain of Lightning, who I've loved since I saw her the first time at Caulfield. My Oberon, who was very good for Annabelle Neesham at the Valley, and I Wish I Win. I'm with you there. I Wish I Win's a pretty special animal, I think. Yeah. So they're my five.
And you don't forget, like, we're going to see a couple of these really good three-year-olds emerge. You know, sometimes the three-year-olds from the spring, they'll come online very quickly in the autumn because they've matured, they've got better. So there's potentially someone's got a young three-year-old in there that might just put his hand up, which no one knows about it at this moment, you know, but he'll put his hand up and say he's a genuine chance.
Now, they're blessed with options and riches. Could we see, I've gone through most of the nominations, is there much from Godolphin in there? Will we see a Golden Mile? Because there's also the wild card option at the end as well, where you have horses who are selected to go into the race as well. So could you have a Golden Mile, or could you have probably Arf Cabin won't go there. Could you see a Godolphin runner come into the mix late? Because they've got plenty to choose from.
Well, they have, haven't they? I haven't seen, there's not two, they've got obviously their Cascadian who ran last year, who ran
the
Super
old stager.
Last year. He just seems to be, you know, there's another one we've forgotten about, right? Like really, he's
just overlooked Cascadian.
How can we not, right? But there's a few, but I don't see they have got too many noms at the moment. But like you say, there's a chance for a wild card.
And they've got a couple into the race like that before. Amelia's Jewel's not in the nominations.
No,
from out the west. Our West Australian friends are texting through, wondering where she is. She might have some other targets
they've
in
got
mind.
Got that race over there.
They do.
What's it called?
Is it the Quokka?
The Quokka.
The Quokka.
It's a good race, but it's a strange name. But
it's a strange name.
But that's worth a lot of money too. I believe that she's going to be targeting that one.
All right. If I had to leave us with one, I think. Before we let you go and launch the All-Star Mile, is it the Peter Moody, Catherine Coleman runner, I Wish I Win? Is he the one that you're really, both for the All-Star Mile, but heading forward for the next 6-12 months, he's the one you like?
At this stage, he's the one I like. If I was back riding, he would be my number one seed.
That's enough for us. Glenn Boss, thanks for coming in.
My
appreciate
pleasure.
It. Always good fun having a friend in the studio. The All-Star Mile is not far away, allstarmile.com.au. Back at the Valley this year. Cannot wait for it. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Back at the Valley, get a smashing big crowd there, and it'll be great atmosphere.
Huge crowd.